Wesley also had 2 points and one rebound. And Matt Gump had 2 points for Center College. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, only one person on the team had double figures scoring in the first half, and that was Ben Gardner, who logged 17 minutes and ended up with 12 points in the first half for the Flying Dutchman. Was perfect from the free throw line, 4 for 4. Alex Edson also chipped in with 8 points and 4 rebounds for the Flying Dutchman. Nate Van Arendok had a solid first half. He had 3 points, or excuse me, 6 points and 3 rebounds. Corey Stivey came off the bench and added a spark for the Flying Dutchman. He had 5 points and was perfect from the field, including a three-pointer. Chad Carlson also drained a tray as he had 3 points coming off the bench. Keith Brushweiler came off the bench and added a free throw for his 1 point. And Brock Benson also came off the bench and had 1 point and one rebound for Flying Dutchman of Hope College. Going to look at the statistics. What stands out to you, Ron, in the first half?
Well, and looking at the shot chart out here, Hope College made 2 more baskets and took 4 more shots than did Center College. Both of them had problems with the three. Center College was 4 out of 7. Hope was 3 out of 7. And Hope shot 12 free throws, whereas Center College shot 18, and that was the difference as far as the score is concerned. Now, some of the things here that you don't really look at, points in the paint, both teams have 12. But then it is Center with all the rest of the advantage. Points off turnovers, 12 points for Center, 8 for Hope. Second chance points, 5 for Center, 2 for Hope. Fast break points, 4 for Center, 2 for Hope. Bench points.